Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Tower 22, UNRWA, justice for Trump, and a fallen officer. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a group in Syria, it is believed to be backed by Iran, launched that drone at an American outpost in Jordan. That outpost is called Tower 22. We've gotten word that the reason the drone attack was successful is because at the same time that this enemy drone was coming in, one of our drones was coming back to base. So apparently we didn't know at the time whether this was friend or foe. Three Americans were killed. Sergeant William Rivers, 46, of Carrollton, Georgia. Specialist Kennedy Sanders, 24, of Waycross, Georgia. And Specialist Brianna Moffitt, 23, of Savannah, Georgia. All were from a U.S. Army Reserve unit based out of Georgia. The number of injured is now up to 40. The drone hit an area where many were sleeping. There's been 165 attacks on U.S. forces since October 17th. UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East. Donald Trump stopped all funding to UNRWA, and the left freaked out, of course, so Biden gave that funding back almost immediately into his presidency. This was a temporary program started back in 1948 to help Palestinian refugees. Of course, it's been made permanent since then. The accusation is that this money goes to support Hamas. We pay over half of the funding for the program, over $300 million a year. Israel says that 13 of the employees are directly connected to Hamas. A rare moment of justice, a man who stole and leaked President Trump's tax returns has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Charles Littlejohn, 38, pled guilty to one count of unauthorized disclosure of income tax returns, but he also released the tax returns of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and many others. His attorney said he had a deep moral belief that the American people had a right to know the information, and sharing it was the only way to effect change. Back in 2005, a Baton Rouge police officer was killed in the line of duty. A grateful community lined the streets of the funeral procession. At one point in the procession was a five-year-old girl who held a sign that said, "Thank you, Mr. Policeman." Well, the policeman's mom saw that little girl. They met a year later, became close. The officer's mom went to this little girl's birthdays and graduations every year since 2005. The most recent event that this officer's mom went to was at this little girl's graduation from police academy. She's now 24, following in Mr. Policeman's footsteps. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, President Biden's now being forced to act, even though confronting bad situations is the absolute last thing he really wants to do. But he has no choice. Iranian terrorist surrogates are now attacking American forces in the Middle East. So Biden will have to punish the mullahs. especially since three U.S. servicemen were killed over the weekend. On the border, the situation is so dire, 70% of the American people say the president's open border policy is unacceptable. And the noose is swaying above Hunter Biden's head. As it's obvious, he violated a bevy of federal laws and amassing millions from foreign agents. Joe Biden has to know Hunter has violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act. In addition, Hunter is charged with felonious tax violations in Delaware and California. There is nowhere for Joe Biden to hide on any of these things. He is massively exposed. So what will he do? As little as possible if history holds up. But no matter what he does, Biden's legacy is damaged perhaps beyond repair. So many problems unsolved, so few solutions coming out of the White House. And so the American people wait for Joe to do something. It has been a very long wait. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Go to the mail. Andrea, there are millions of Republicans who will not vote for Trump again. My relatives and I concluded. Plus, Democrats and independents, we have 8 months to go. Please, God, Nikki Haley can do it. Nikki Haley is not going to do it. God is not going to intervene. I shouldn't say that. I mean, I don't know what God's plans are, but she can't overcome him. So your decision, Andrea, is more of the Democratic Party or a guy you don't like who governed efficiently. That's the decision. Mark, hey, Bill, you probably touched on this, but it deserves revisiting. Another Trump presidency means little unless the House stays Republican and the Senate turns to Republican control. Very true. And that's been ignored. But come the fall, it'll take on more importance. That's very true. Jim Cray, Plano, Texas. Governor Abbott has just as much of a constitutional obligation to secure his state's border as the president does. However, the president is not following the rules. Therefore, Governor Abbott has an obligation to break the rules. Not in the Constitution. And if Governor Abbott does not obey the Supreme Court ruling, they'll put him in jail. You have to obey the Supreme Court, whether you like it or not. Paul England, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Concerning Trump's potential VP pick, I find Mike Pompeo absent. And I find him to be intellectually very capable. He is. But Donald Trump needs a minority or a woman on the second for obvious reasons. That's what he needs. Pompeo's a brilliant man. Thomas Francis, Marietta, Georgia. Hey, Bill, we're longtime viewers. We moved to Cobb County, Georgia from California 3 years ago. We love it. You say Governor Kemp needs to deal with Fannie Willis. Who has the authority to deal with her? She's an elected county attorney general. The governor and the attorney general of Georgia can deal with Fannie Willis. I think the legislature is going to impeach her. But Kemp is strangely silent. I know he doesn't like Trump, but he shouldn't be. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 51 years ago today, two White House staffers were found guilty of domestic espionage. The scandal dragged on for another 18 months, ending with the resignation of President Richard Nixon. Here is the story of Watergate. In June 1972, a group of men were arrested while breaking into the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C. That complex was the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee. The crew included Cuban refugees and James McCord Jr., a former CIA operative. The scheme was concocted by G. Gordon Liddy an eccentric FBI agent and member of Nixon's reelection team. He was also an admirer, somewhat anyway, of Adolf Hitler. Liddy was previously tasked by Nixon to stop damaging leaks coming out of the White House. His unit was referred to as the Plumbers. The Watergate break-in gained national attention and all over the world. On January 30th, 1973, after just 90 minutes of deliberation, a jury found Liddy and McCord guilty of conspiracy, burglary, and illegal wire tapping. G. Gordon was given 20 years in prison, ordered to pay a fine of $40,000. Upon his arrival in jail, Liddy proudly sang the official anthem of the Nazi Party, suggesting that the American system was fascist. G. Gordon Liddy was released 4 years later by Jimmy Carter. He reinvented himself as a successful radio host and political commentator. The felon also acted in a few TV shows, Perry Mason, Fear Factor, Miami Vice. G. Gordon Liddy died in March 2021 at the age of 90. James McCord served just 5 months for his crimes. He spent the rest of his life in obscurity and died in 2017. McCord was 93. In total, 69 people were convicted of Watergate crimes. 14 went to prison, including John Mitchell, the former attorney general, but not President Nixon. He was pardoned by President Ford. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.